Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
body go crazy, charismatic, caught in a rabbit. I don't wanna dance, all eyes are watching, please stop watching me. Find me afterglow, but nothing will stop the show. Put me on your cross, just to watch me bleed. Well, I am lost, and I've been totally faking that my heart is not breaking. Cut me open and see there's a cost to living out in the real world. Giving up, letting go.
Communities live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops. I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippett Lane every other Thursday.
Love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield. It's lovely. Great place.
Thank you.
play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. I should have learned to play the guitar. I should have learned to play them drums. Look at that mama, she got it sticking in the cameraman. And he's up there. What's that? Hawaiian noises. He's banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. We got to install microwave oven, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Working, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. What's that? For nothing and your chicks for free. Look at that, look at that.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Communities Live on this Thursday afternoon. Kicking off the show there with a bit of Eurythmics and Here Comes the Rain Again, and Dire Straits' is Money for Nothing. I'm Oliver Dixon, and I'm joined by...
Hello, I'm Brad.
Hello again, Brad. You've you managed to survive your first show last week.
Yeah, survived.
And welcome back.
Good to be here.
Unfortunately, our fantastic producer, Chris Anelli, can't make it in today, so you're just stuck with the two of us until 1 o'clock. But Brad, what did you think of your show and how did you feel about, you know, being in the studio in a radio environment?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it, yeah. Like, I did music at college for 3 years, so having that sort of studio environment, like, I do really enjoy the studio environment. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it.
And what sort of, what's your music taste like, if you could describe it?
Dad rock is how I'd explain it. So, like, 70s, 80s, 90s stuff, like Black Sabbath, Metallica, Alice in Chains, Nirvana, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's the sort of stuff I like as well. And yeah, of course, we did pay the little tribute to the late Ozzy Osbourne at the shop last at the start of last week's show. If you want to listen to that, then you can find it on Sheffield Live's website by searching Communities Live and looking for the exact date.
Nice.
And you may hear some songs later,
yeah,
from this genre. But speaking of music, and we did talk about Tramlines last week. But we have, in the next couple of weeks, I think it's 3 weeks' time, we've got the Rock and Roll Circus at Don Valley Bowl, which you may see some content from Sheffield Live. Not sure just yet, but you may see some content. And we've got, there's quite a few headliners I've seen, and Bryan Adams being one of them as well.
Yeah.
You know, I've not been to the Rock and Roll Circus. Have you ever been?
Honestly, I'd never heard it until today, to be honest.
Did you not?
Until last week, sorry, last Thursday, sorry. But yeah, it sounds interesting.
Rock and Roll Circus just screams, you know, good music to me.
Yeah, like dad rock, I'd call it, old stuff.
Dad rock. And we have the local legends himself, Reverend and the Makers, who you may have spotted on, I think it was last week, on the One Show. They did a small performance.
Oh, yeah.
But we also have the sport start. The championship is back as well at the weekend, and we'll talk more about that later. But speaking of like music and everything, it's been quite a few losses this year so far in terms of the world of music.
Yeah. I think Ozzy is the biggest, I think.
Yeah, and it still hurts.
Yeah, he inspired everyone. Everyone was a fan. And even if you weren't a fan, you at least knew
everybody
who he was.
Knew his
yeah.
If you didn't know his face, you'd know his name, vice versa. If you didn't know his, you know. And I didn't realise how many people he actually inspired and how like Black Sabbath invented heavy rock.
Pretty much, yeah.
They were like the founders. I know there was a few heavy bands before them, but Black Sabbath really put it on the map.
And, yeah.
You know, like Metallica, for example, even stated, you know, like...
James Hetfield's a massive, like, Tony Iommi fan. Like,
they've said, without Sabbath, Metallica wouldn't be here.
Yeah, exactly.
But we, you know, we'll still continue honouring the legacy of Ozzy Osbourne. And we're going to get into some Sabbath in a minute, actually. But do you have any, like, favourite songs from Sabbath? Like, if you can name, like, maybe top three?
Into the Void, The Writ, third one's the hard one. It's hard to pick a third favourite. I'm going to say Hole in the Sky.
They are the slightly lesser known ones, but still very good songs, respectively. You didn't go to the Sabbath gig in Birmingham the other week.
No, I couldn't afford it. They're really expensive.
You know, I couldn't afford it either. Like, I looked at the prices, like, I can't do this. But then after... I mean, I wish I went, don't get me wrong, but after Ozzy's death, I was like, I really wish I went, even, you know...
I think everyone was in the same sort
Like, even if I had to break the bank to...
Yeah.
I mean, there was people without tickets or so outside, you know, just to listen.
Yeah.
And I watched the gig on YouTube and everything. It still, like, baffles me that it was only two, three weeks after.
Something like that, yeah.
And he was gone.
Yeah. I think he knew.
I think he knew because he did the Mamma I'm Coming Home and it was quite isolating. He's like...
That song made me cry.
He's like, I think my time's nearly up.
Yeah.
But we are going to... We're going to play some Black Sabbath, actually. And Brad, would you like to introduce this song?
Yeah, so, yeah, this one's Hole in the Sky. It's off the Sabotage album by Black Sabbath.
We'll be right back.
was Hole in the Sky by Black Sabbath, as chosen by our Brad here. Great song. First time I've listened to it, actually, or at least for a while.
Yeah.
Very good choice there, and it shows, of course, Ozzy's vocal range and, you know, Tony Iommi's guitar and skills.
Yeah.
I still find it fascinating that he had two fingertips missing, and he managed to adapt by, was it, he added some... prosthetic ones or something.
I think he made him out of leather. I think.
Or like rubber or leather or something.
Something like that.
He still managed to perform with those and hit those iconic, those iconic guitaring riffs.
But yeah.
You mentioned to me before you did music, well, studied music at college. What did that consist of? Because we're both music fans, so I'm kind of interested in hearing what the course, what the course consisted of.
So I started at Hillsborough College when it were, I think it moved from a different college to Hillsborough College.
Was
I can't remember.
Norton College.
I think it might have been Norton College, so my first year was when it first sort of was there. And yeah, I loved it. I think it was music performance. So like each term, we'd be put in a different like band each term, and then we'd have to like learn a few songs that we'd have to like play at end of term gig. So at the end, each gig would be like venues in Sheffield.
I was going to ask you, like, was it consist of performing and like learning instruments and did you ever do any like vocal work or anything?
So they did do like lessons for individual instruments, which was guitar, drums, and vocals. I chose to do all three because I just wanted to learn them all, and I feel like the singing one was the one that I was worst at because I don't really sing.
I'm no good at singing either. Yeah. Don't worry, not the the only one. Was it all sorts of instruments, like, you know, guitar, drums, etc.?
It was mostly guitars, like bass guitars, drums and vocals mostly.
Did you have a favorite? Did you have like a favorite song to, you know, learn or?
Master of Puppets by Metallica was my favourite.
Made famous by Stranger Things.
Yeah. Well, it was already kind of famous before, but they kind of like repopularised it, I guess.
Yeah, it's another great song.
Yeah, it's really hard to play, though.
I remember when it was bought back by Stranger Things. It would have been 3 years ago
since the last season. Yeah.
We have the new season coming up later in the year, the final season, of course. How long did it take to, like, you know, learn? Was it every time when you stepped foot in college, or did you have to do like sort of homework and learn it at home?
We would have to like learn it. Well, just learn it as much as we can, really. So it would include both at home and at college.
You had instruments at home as well, or you could take them.
Well, I've already got my own. I already had my own guitars already, so I didn't really need to use colleges because I've already got my own. So,
how many guitars?
Including basses and acoustics, I've got 14.
That's rather impressive, Brad.
Yeah.
So you are a music man established. What was your favourite venue to perform in? Was it around Sheffield or?
Yeah, well, I've only really played around Sheffield. So I'm trying to think. I think West Street Live had the best stage that we've played on.
Yes.
That I've played on. But that wasn't part of college. That was part of my own separate sort of... in a band before COVID. But I think for atmosphere, I'm going to say the Washington, which was, again, out of college band.
It's the Washington.
Yeah.
Did you ever do, like, the Lead Mill or anything like that?
No.
Or Sydney and Matilda?
No, but the band that I was in before COVID, we were booked for Corp, but that was for April 2020, and obviously COVID happened.
Straight after, we got put in lockdown.
And COVID was March, so obviously that got cancelled.
That's a shame, really.
Yeah.
Are you still actively playing? Or do you like play at home?
I'm currently trying to get a band together at the minute, so...
Well, if anyone is listening and is around the Sheffield or South Yorkshire area, here you are.
Yeah.
Please get in touch if anybody's interested, and I'm sure we'll get to listen to Brad sometime. Do you have any music like recorded?
I've got like a couple of bits that I've been doing by myself, like on my laptop.
We may have to play those in the next few weeks just to showcase your talent, because I'm I imagine you're a very talented musician.
Just yeah, yeah.
From hearing about.
Well, there's no lyrics on them, so it's all just like guitars, bass, and drums. But yeah,
that's what makes the. Yeah. That's what makes it. That's the yeah. kind of like foundations.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, do you enjoy going to festivals or?
Well, I kind of struggle in crowds a bit, so I try to go to them, but it's just trying to go to them where I feel like the crowds won't bother me as much.
You know smaller, what I mean? Yeah, smaller ones.
Yeah.
You mentioned last week that you saw Tramlines from above. You didn't actually get into Tramlines, but you saw it from afar.
Yeah.
And did you have any favourite bands that you saw there?
I quite like the Ratings. They were quite good.
Oh, the Saturday. I missed out on the Saturday, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Because for reasons, but I saw the videos and they've established themselves really well.
Yeah.
We mentioned.
They have a really good stage presence.
Just for a local band from Rotherham going straight onto the main stage at Tramlines, which is unheard of. It's one of the first, if not the first time, or one of the first times it's happened.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play some more music shortly, and we did mention a certain Metallica song. Unfortunately, I had to find a shorter version because the actual song is about 8 minutes long.
Yeah, it's really long.
Unfortunately, we don't have time to play it. We could if we would, but here is Master of Puppets.
Passing play.
That was Master of Puppets by Metallica. We were saying during the song, it's weird, well, we couldn't play the full version, which is over 8 minutes, and it feels weird playing the version that's half the length.
With bits cut out.
With bits
well.
Cut out, because we're used to hearing the full version of it.
Yeah.
I don't know how you've managed to learn that song. It's such a... My fingers even hurt from just listening to the guitar.
I have to feel like I have to warm up first before doing it.
Is it like a little warm-up thing you do? Do you do like...
I don't really have like a proper warm-up routine. I just like...
Routine, that was the word I was looking for.
I have like a weird way of doing it. I just play easier songs first and then play the harder songs because I'm playing the easier songs.
Then you tune as well, like you get into...
Yeah, tune up, play the easier songs first. That sort of helps me warm up by playing the easier ones first.
And how long does it take to learn... It depends on, like, if you're a fast learner or... But how long does it take... Did it take you to learn guitar? Just to, like, from start to time? Because you are still learning, in a way.
Do you mean, like, from when I very first picked up the guitar, do you mean?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm just trying to remember. I think I got my very first guitar when I was, like, I want to say 5 or something. That's... But I never properly picked it up until I was around, I want to say 14, 15 or something, which is when I properly got into it. And then, I was trying to think, it did take, because I'm all self-taught mostly. So, yeah, I guess I'm just always learning, I guess.
I mean, that's staying with many musicians and upcoming musicians. They're still learning as...
Yeah.
As they go on, you'll never like fully learn always, how to play guitar.
There's always something to learn.
There is always something new. There's new songs and songs that you may have not known that existed.
Yeah.
As much as I don't know if I'd be capable of playing an instrument, coming from a media journalism side, I mean, I'd happily listen to music and go to a festival or a concert.
Yeah.
But picking up an instrument is another matter. I mean, in an alternate world, I'd love to. Yeah. I mean, you never know, I might just gain an interest shortly, but I just love music, plain and simple, as you do as well.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think of the... Because I'm quite impressed with the music scene in Sheffield and South Yorkshire at the minute, having heard about the ratings at Tramlines, and we mentioned we want to see Def Leppard headline Tramlines. We all shook on it.
Yeah,
so
we did.
Fingers crossed it happens.
It'd be nice.
I didn't realise until we did the show about the Red Mill closing with me and Chris a couple of weeks ago now, that the 80s was pretty much taken over by Sheffield in terms of music.
Really?
I mean, Pulp, that was like Pulp's rise, like Def Leppard were rising as well, even though they were more popular in America than before they became popular in the UK, despite coming from Sheffield. Yeah. And you had, you know, Human League and ABC and many more to name. But then the 90s, of course, was stolen by Manchester when you had Oasis, Stone Roses, etc.
All the Britpop stuff,
All the Britpop. But the North seems... There is a theme that the North has seemed to, you know, dominate. I mean, coming along, like, bands from, you know, London and Southern England, still some very good bands, but... Yeah. I think the North has the edge.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
But we still... I don't think we mentioned at the end of the show, but it's last week. The Red Mill, this next sort of era, a brand new era.
Yeah.
Even though it's not going to be the Red Mill anymore. It's now called The Electric, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
But I saw after... We finished, actually, last week. They've taken the iconic Red Mill sign down. Yeah. I saw like, as soon as I got home after.
I think they should have kept it up just for nostalgia.
Can they at least like you know like well
yeah
keeping it up, but or like put it somewhere where like maybe like a museum or something.
Somewhere you can go and see it. Yeah,
because it's almost like
it's part of our history, isn't it?
Really? It's the equivalent of like the New York skyline.
Yeah,
that's our version. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do at the top where it's painted on. I'm not sure they're going to paint over it or just leave it, because it'll always be the Red Mill building.
It's almost like a landmark sort of thing.
It pretty much is. That's exactly.
Everyone knows where it is.
But I'm not a big fan of the name change, but it is what it is.
Yeah,
it'll always be the Red Mill to me.
Same, yeah.
And for everybody around Sheffield. It's just unfortunate with like the kids born as of recent times, they're going to grow up with it being known as the electric. When you know, like parents and grandparents will be like, "Well, that was the lead mill."
Yeah,
and it always will be.
Yeah.
I don't know when the electric's going to open. Is it? I think is it later this year or next year?
I've not heard much about it.
I mean,
I don't know
what sort of stuff they're going to do. I don't know if it's going to be music still or like a nightclub atmosphere.
I'm hoping they'll keep it as it is, just a name change and that's it. Like I'm hoping.
I hope so. Yeah.
I'm hoping it'll still be a music venue where bands and artists and acts can play.
I mean, it'll still maybe create a name for many upcoming bands.
Yeah.
But just not in the not under the same name.
Yeah.
I'm just going to play a bit more music now and. This one is from AC/DC.
Hey, mate. We'll be right back.
Shoot to Thrill by AC/DC, a band I have had the privilege and pleasure of seeing just last year in Ireland's capital of Dublin at the iconic Croke Park, and I can't tell you how much that gig was just absolutely special. Have you managed to see AC/DC at all, Brad?
I've not, no, I'd like to.
Have you seen any? Because they've got a good tribute band that performs quite a lot. I'm seeing a tribute band in December.
Oh, yeah.
Can't tell you how good that concert was.
Yeah.
Despite it was only the two of the, well, Angus Young's really the only original member left now.
What, of AC/DC?
Yeah, because I know Phil Rudd, the drummer, and Cliff Williams have like kind of stepped away a bit.
Yeah.
And of course, Brian Johnson is the second singer to take the reins after the great Bon Scott, the late great Bon Scott.
Yeah.
You like AC/DC?
Yeah.
Would you call that dad rock, like, in that sort of field?
Kinda, in a way. I'm only really saying that because it's sort of a bit older. That's the only reason I call it that. It's the only way I could explain it without having to think too much about it.
You know, I mean, hold on. I personally wouldn't, because I know there's a lot of children and a younger audience who's listening to them now. And I mean, they've been around for a while now. I mean, over 50 years.
Yeah.
And they're still touring now, actually. Yeah. They're in the middle of their European tour.
Yeah.
And they're doing, they did America earlier in the year, around there.
Yeah.
And I know they're coming home later in the year when they tour around Australia.
Yeah.
And it's good to see, like, older, well, bands that are getting a bit older, like, and aging, still going out there and performing.
Mm.
Before it's, you know, before it's like too late.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I'm pleased that Black Sabbath did the gig when they did.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I think that's put into perspective now for future bands, saying, right, we need to do something now before, like, you know, like,
yeah,
we can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But have you got any bands that you'd like to see in, like, maybe either the near future or just any time in your life?
Well, I'm a massive, massive Metallica fan. I practically grew up on Guns N' Roses and Slash. I would say Michael Jackson. I'm a big fan of him, but obviously, you know. Yeah, Alice in Chains, big fan of them as well. Like to see them live. Yeah.
Metallica's got a tour coming up, I think, haven't they? I know they're doing Wembley, and they're in they're in Scotland as well. Again, it's an expensive occasion, so unfortunately, I'd love to.
Yeah, but it's all the big acts as well. All the big acts always charge loads for tickets.
Yeah, the American ones in particular, but I know a lot of British bands have charged. I mean, we said Sabbath was quite expensive, but it was a charity gig, so it was all like for a good cause.
Yeah, definitely.
We're almost near the end of the show, unfortunately. And it's been a pleasure talking just about something we have a passion for and love. But we will be back next week, and Chris will also be back next week as well. He has been a big miss, this show. So you'll hear from Chris next week, and you'll hear from the two. You'll be here next week, won't you, Brad?
Yeah.
And you'll definitely hear from me. I'm always on. I'm practically part of the furniture now. I don't know the list of like contact details off by heart. That's Chris's thing. But if you are wanting to volunteer, like myself and Brad, do get in touch with us. There will be details on the website. I can't really say much more than that. But thank you for listening. Apologies for the late start as well at the start. Thank you for joining me, Brad, and sharing your experience with music. And
right,
it's been very interesting
there
to listen. Yeah. We're going to end this show with, I played a certain version of this song last week, but this is the original version I'm going to leave you with, and it's Changes by Black Sabbath.
She was my woman. shed its skin. In love together.